broken down and tired of living life on a merry-go-round. And you can find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we go work it out.
Ooh, Wish
Mountain
107.5.
We can work it out.
Hello, people. Welcome to the Chiamaka of Chaviva podcast, and I am Chaviva. So first off, I want to apologize for being so irresponsible and inconsistent. Well, a lot's been happening, which is absolutely not an excuse, but I haven't really been in the best mental framework to do anything that has to do with talking. I have been... That's that. So I know I talked about honesty and all, but I do not really feel absolutely comfortable talking about it. But I actually made a podcast though. I did a podcast on mental health and protest in Nigeria. I published it. When I listened to it again, I had to delete it. I was like, what the hell is this? I was so emotional. I was almost tearing up. I actually teared up, to be honest, because this is all honesty and stuff. So it was too much. I was like, guy, what did you just do? Oh yeah, sharp, delete this thing now. Before I even saw anything, like, one person deleted, pew, gone. I just had to delete it straight up. So, and ever since then, I haven't had the opportunity to record anything or publish anything, but I've been doing blog posts, Sha. That's that. Guys, what happened on the 20th of October 2020 was so much. Lekki massacre, all that's been happening in Nigeria, Lagos. It was too much. So, oh God, what am I doing? I actually feel like scrapping this record now, but I'll just continue because that's it. I have deleted and deleted so many recordings and I can't do that anymore. I'm tired. So, social media was so unhealthy. I had to go offline because I had to mute people first, but I was still tempted to go back and look at status and blood everywhere. Nigerian flag, green, red, green. I'm like, I couldn't even watch the news. Everywhere was in chaos. Sudan, Congo, Ivory Coast. What is happening? What's happening to Africa? What's happening to the world? I actually cried because I was like, there is no place absolutely safe. How did we get to this point? How do we end up killing each other? What are we even thinking of? What's going on? I know it all has to do with end time and stuff, but this is so much to absorb. I have to go off social media. I have to go off the internet, news. I didn't want to know. I wanted to be oblivious about what was going on. I didn't want to know what's happening. Do not call me and ask me what's happening in Badagry. Do not call me. I do not want to know. I'm sorry. Thank you. And so I think it's the reason why I've not really done any podcast like that, Sha. But I honestly sympathize with everyone who has lost someone this season. I hope God comforts you. I hope you find the peace that you truly deserve, that you truly need. So whether or not you deserve it, I hope you find peace. And to everyone who's alive and going through tough times, I pray that God strengthens you. I thank God for your life, which is so important and really, really, really important. So today I'll be doing a podcast that has to do with the faith category. So if you've seen my logo or read my podcast details or listened to my trailer episode, you'd figure out that this podcast is not does not have a specific place yet. So it has to do with a lot of categories that concerns me, interests me: faith, mental health, academics, career, self-development, business, lifestyle, fashion, like that. So today I'll be doing something, because I just realized that I've been doing mental health like without even figuring, like without even noticing that that's what has been happening. So today is going to be another faith category. I am still deciding what topic I would give this, but that's that. So I'll be talking about knowing the reason for the season. I know this sounds Christmassy. Okay, I'm Jewish and I don't celebrate Christmas, but it sounds Christmassy. The reason for the season. Yeah. But when I mean season, I don't mean Christmas kind of season, because, you know, that's that. But when I mean season, I mean the season, this period of your life. If you are going through a tough time, which I am sure that everybody like this, one way or another, is going through something, whether it is minute or extremely big. Yes, going through something. It might be loss of loved one, finances, family drama, and stuff like that. So much is going on with everybody. And I honestly hope that you are doing fine, because, guys, this is not easy. To live is not easy. Someone was saying that, what have you achieved this 2020? What have you built? What have you... Don't ask me that question. I lived. Like, I could have died, but I lived. So, wait, do not pressure me. All of you are doing the bone straight. My spine is straight. The bone I have is straight. And that's all I actually need. Do not come to oppress anybody with bone straight and stuff, iPhones. And I'm so happy you have all of that. But if we don't, we are fine. If you are not fine, you have to learn to be fine. You can't kill yourself. Do you know what it means to live through the entire lockdown, all of the economic crisis, all of the things that's been happening from January till this moment, and you think that having bone straight will make you happier? It would make you happier. Like, if you have the money, if it makes you happy, you can get it. If you don't have the money, please, sister, live and be glad you are alive. So do not ask anybody what they have achieved. If you've achieved something, built a house, released a book, I'm so happy for you. After all, I achieved this podcast. I could have done this a long time ago, but I think that 2020 gave me this opportunity to finally have a podcast and a blog that I have been longing to have. I have just been the queen of procrastinating kingdom, you know. So if you haven't really done any major thing, be happy. Appreciate your growth, because to be honest, I didn't think I had so many big dreams for this year. A lot of dreams, like so much. None of them actually happened. I didn't get the plenty money I needed. Instead, I was spending, because we had to stay indoors, and you know, I lost so much money, guys. It was really heartbreaking. I was like, at a point, I was like, God, this is not the plan for Vision 2020. Like, we had this dream all along, and I do this thing that every 31st, you know, okay, Jewish people, our New Year is different from the Gregorian calendar, but because I'm in Nigeria, I cannot say that I would not still be thankful for seeing a new Roman calendar. I am thankful for that, you know. So there's this thing I do every 31st of December. I pray really, really hard, because I want not just 31st, but like December and stuff like that. And I want to know exactly what I am getting into the next year. And then, you know, when I did... Okay, I know I talked about a 60-day prayer that I was doing. And I needed God to give me clarity, because I was so confused about a lot of things that I needed to do. I was like, why is all of this happening? Why am I even doing any of these things? You know? And then there's this diary I have. The diary has everything that has to do from, say, January. It's a new one that I got for this year. And I realized that there was something that I had written, but I was like, okay, God was like, there is so much you are going to learn. There is so many things that you, okay, because 2020 was a whole year. Like, it was so much. I thought it was the hardest year of my life. It happens that 2020 is the hardest year, has been the hardest year, but the most intriguing. So I was like, God, I'm so thankful that 2019 is over and that we're going into a new decade stuff. Okay, do not, I'm not in the mood to argue about whether 2020 is a new decade or 2021 or it's the end of a decade. I am not interested. My prayer was that, thank God that I'm going into a new decade. So, and I was like, God, tell me what I am launching myself into. What am I getting into? And God was like, last year was a really tough year. And he's glad that I saw through it, because there were so many times that I would have done really stupid things. I did stupid things. What am I even saying? I did really, really stupid things. And his love brought me back, helped me, gave me guidance, comforted me and stuff. And I was like, okay, so I'm glad you saw all of that. In fact, this talk I'm talking now happened on the January 1st. And then he was like, I am glad all of last year is gone and that you are better right now. But you're going to achieve a lot of things. You're going to learn a lot of things this new year. And it's going to be a blessing. I cannot promise that it is going to be easy, but I promise that I'll always be there. And you know now, as humans that we are, we will concentrate on the blessings and not the conditions. And I was like, hallelujah, thank you God, this year is going to be a year of manifestation, a year of manifestation and stuff that I am going to achieve a lot. I am going to learn a lot. It is going to be intriguing and stuff like that. And I was so, so happy about it. So I totally forgot the condition about I can't promise it's going to be easy, but I promise I'll always be there. And I didn't remember all of that part until things started happening. And I was like, God, this was not our bargain. Like, we had a one-on-one discussion, one talk like this, that I would achieve a lot, that I would learn a lot, that this year is going to be really intriguing. What is happening? This is not what we planned, you know? Like, we didn't bargain for all of these things, all of this, the diagnosis and the meds and the finances and the losses, my business and store friends, people that died, like God, Baba, we don't talk about this. This was not the plan. How did we get here? And then I think it was after I had wallowed in self-pity and confusion for a long time. Guys, I have no idea what I was doing all of that time when I could have prayed. Why do we take so long to refigure out our steps? I had strayed. Not like I was doing really crazy things, but I wasn't communicating with God. I just wanted to be myself. I didn't want to talk to people. I didn't want to talk to God. I was actually praying, you know, like morning devotions that the family does. We'll pray, we'll sing. But I felt really empty stuff. So, because I had no idea what I was doing until it really hits me. Okay, I was going to do something really stupid and God saved me from it. And it dawned on me that I have been really defiant. I have been really stubborn and ignorant. I could have done this a better way than just waiting for months, doing nothing and killing myself and stuff. So, and then I prayed and God was like, okay, let's just do a 60 days journey, let's see where this leads. You would learn a lot again. You would learn a lot. It's not going to be easy, but let's do this together. I was like, okay, 60 days, I'm cool with that. 60 days is 60 days. And I started, and then the first day God was like, you remember? I don't know if it is me, but he sounds like me, so I'm sorry about that. I am actually not sorry, so I take that back. You're like, you remember that the beginning of this year, I told you that we're going to achieve a lot of things. And I was like, yes. You remember that I said it was going to be a fantastic experience. I'm like, I know, like, I should actually be telling you this because I am the one experiencing all of this. And like, okay, I know that it might not really be the kind of intriguing that you're expecting. I mean, you probably must have been expecting a car, house, project, promotion, something really massive, and it didn't come out the way you wanted, but I promise you that my promises would always be fulfilled. It might not be the way you want it, but it is always better. And you might not think it is better, but it is always better. And I'm like, so go straight to the point, sir. Like, I'm quite rude. I know. And so it was like, you actually missed this spot. I'm like, you know that thing that you are cleaning down? Someone like, come, miss the spot. That can be really annoying. I really hate it. So like, you missed the spot, and like, what? Where? I have been doing all you asked me to do. What is going on? You're like, you remember I said that it wasn't going to be easy, but I would always be here. And I am like, how did I forget that condition? Because fact is, it hasn't been easy since January to this moment. It has been a whole ride. But then when I looked through every moment, even in the failures and in the losses, I lost a cousin, I lost friends, I lost a huge amount of money, I lost so many things. And I was like, even in all of that losses, he had been there. He was there. I just didn't see him. Maybe because I wasn't excited about what was happening. So I was really oblivious about all of that. And I was like, God, I'm so sorry. So what do we do next? Because I do not want to wallow in the past. What do we do next? What do I do next? And then it was like, yeah, the 60 days stuff we talked about. So we'll do that. And I'm like, okay. And I just had to pray. I had to wake up every 5 a.m. Let me tell you the truth about the 60 days. It wasn't a consecutive 60 days kind of thing. Because my routine on the norms is pray, just my bed prayer. Because we still do family devotion later in the morning. But I usually like, thank you, Jesus, for yesterday. Thank you because today's going to be awesome. Because I know that we're going to pray later in the day. But that one-on-one fellowship, ever since this lockdown, ever since I got home from school, has been a really difficult thing. And so I would walk all through, say, 5 a.m., 4 a.m. sometimes till the family comes up for devotion. So I'm used to that kind of schedule. So, but I had not done anything for like 3 months. I was just sleeping. I was just being a couch potato for 3 whole months. I didn't even cut my hair. It was that bad. And so it was difficult having to restructure my sleep schedule, waking up back at 5 a.m. It seemed like I had never in my life woken up early when I am actually, it was so hard. And so I was doing, for example, today's 8th, right? So day 1, 8th, day 2, 9th, day 3, 10th, day 4, 20th, day 5, 21st, day 6, day 6, 25th. And I wasn't doing 1-1-1. I was doing something. I would do 3 days consecutive and I would miss for like 5 days and I would come back. And it was so hard making out the habit of praying. And I could pray for hours till like 7 a.m. It was like that. I haven't prayed. The intention was just to pray for like 30 minutes, but I realized that the first 30 minutes became 45 minutes, 1 hour, and I was staying in fellowship and I learned a lot. Guys, I can't really quantify it because I shared it with some of my friends. I have a friend, you remember Timmy Lizard I talked about? Yeah. So Timmy Lizard and I are kind of in the same mental health status. And so when I go back on WhatsApp, because I was offline all through that period until like August. So when I got back up online, I texted him and told him all of the things that I had got in the midst of prayer. And he was like, Chiamaka, you should so make a podcast out of this. And I'm like, I think so, but I don't know yet, yeah. But you know, this kind of stuff. So what I realized was that I saw my season as punishment when I should have been seeing it as a building process, and it taught me a lot of things. So I found the diary that I used while I was praying, because thing is that when things get gloomy all over again, all I do is that I go back to that diary and read all of the things that God told me about to remind myself of the things that He has promised, just in case my physical man has forgotten what I should be doing. And then, okay, so there is this one. I would read it out exactly how I wrote it, because it is going to sound like I am God. Example, I am not God. So, I am God and you are me. So, here's what it was. So, here's how it goes. It says, I have you in this season for a reason. You are just under pressure, under depression, under bipolar, but you are not over. You are a tree planted by the riverside. You bear fruit in all season. You prosper in all that you do. But first, I am building your character, integrity, and person for a bigger purpose. I am with you always. I know it may seem like suffering, but you are planted but not buried. I need you to trust me. I can't say it will be easier again, but I promise you get through it stronger, bigger, and better. That one day you look back at all of this and know that I am God and understand all of this. You would give hope to people because of the hope you have received. I am building you for my kingdom because men and women will come to you. And if all of this current situation doesn't happen, you would have no idea how to lead them. You would help people fight addiction because you have once been addicted. You would help people get through depression because you have been it. And I need you to learn in this moment so you can bring comfort to other people through the comfort you've received. I am with you always. We'll get through this together. I would hold you all the way. Just trust me. I cried. Oh my God. What was I doing? And you know how this whole thing sunk in better. I was listening after this prayer and all this revelation. What I do is after I pray, I read the Bible, study the Bible. Because I've been reading the Bible all my life and I wasn't getting anything from it, because I was just reading like a novel. I was studying the Bible, and then I did this YouVerse version Bible. I don't know if you know about it, but I think it's quite popular. And then they do this verse of the day kind of thing. And then I was taking extra programs like Finding Peace, Kinikinikon, like that. I can't remember what it is, but I know I did a lot of things like that. But also, I was watching YouTube sermons because I hadn't gone back to church at that period. And so I was watching Pastor Michael Todd, or Mike Todd, and he was talking about under but not buried something. I can't remember the topic. And then it was like, it was God talking to me all over again, even after the revelation. I'm like, oh, so this is exactly why I wanted me to come on YouTube and watch this, because I had to understand better. And guys, ever since then, ever since I got that revelation, I realized that I wasn't being punished. Because, you know, to be practical about this, I've had persons text me that, okay, I suffer an addiction that has to do with this, what do I do? And it's easier to tell them what to do because I have been in that position. When someone is depressed and they text me, like, I'm depressed, I have no idea what I should do. And I'm like, I understand how you feel. And then I tell them how I feel. And then they're like, I feel this. This is so me. You know this thing I say? You see, I'm screaming, I'm like, this is so me. Yeah. So they're like, this is so me. How did you do it? I'm like, I can't say I. How did I? Because it's something that I still feel every once in a while. But I think the difference now is that I have found a way to manage and balance all of that. And I now know the reason why all of this is happening, because God is trying to place me in a position where people would want to learn from all of my experiences. And they would want to reach out to me. And how exactly am I going to tell them what to do if I have never been in such positions before? And I'm like, wow.
This is so revealing. Like, and then there was also something that I had issues with. I was troubled about who I was. Because there was a time that I was like, okay, outside of Shaviva Fashion, my fashion brand, outside of the Aviv community, the foundation I run, outside of my school, outside of law, outside of all of the activities that I am engaged in, who exactly is Chiamaka? And this thing troubled me for weeks, months, and I'm like, how did I ever skip this question in the first place? Who have I been imitating? If all of this is taken away from me, what do I have left? If I graduate from school, what do I have left? It means that I'll just have my fashion brand and my NGO, and that'll be like basically much. It's of course, and my family, but who exactly was I? And I have no idea. I had no idea. But guys, I would also recite an affirmation that I got in place of prayer. So I would read that to you too. It has to do with, it was titled, Who Am I? Because that was what I was praying about that day. I was like, God, who am I? Who am I? Who is this girl living on this planet Earth? Who exactly is this? And then God was talking about my identity, that it wasn't based on an external factor, that my happiness isn't even based on an external factor, that it comes from within. It is not something that flows from outside in, but inside out. And so it is the reason why when my business failed, I broke. When my friends left, I was broken. When family died, I was devastated. And so God was like, okay, write this. So I'll read that for you now. I'm sorry it's taking so much time, but I'll do that. So it says that my identity is not attached to things or people, but in Christ alone. God's love for me is unconditional. I am a child of God, and I am born and made of God. So every trait in me depicts God's wonderful works. I am accepted by God, so I need no affirmation or acceptance from the world. I am enough, and so I need nothing of the world to reach my full potential. I have the Spirit of God resident in me. I am not a slave to addiction or depression. My old self is crucified with Christ. I am created in the image of God, so I am perfect. I am a light and a purpose to my world. I am chosen by God. I am royal. I bring forth nations. I am God's special possession. I am in the wonderful light of God. I am one in Christ Jesus, so all my doubts as to where I belong is solved. God lives inside of me. I am not defined by the world. My identity is not dependent on my health status or my business or academics or family background. I am defined by Christ. I do not fit in to the world's description of normal because I am not of this world. I live a new life in Christ. I do not try to fit in and get approval from a world I am no longer a part of. I am loved by God. I am worthy even when I don't feel like it. I am firm and secure in Christ. Hence, I have no fear for the future. I have been rescued and redeemed from darkness into God's family, so my struggle with my past becomes ineffective. I am treasured by God. I am irreplaceable. I am loved beyond compare. I am worth dying for. I am forgiven. I am secured for all of eternity. I am set free. I am precious to God. I am set apart. This is my permanent identity. It can never be removed, messed up, forsaken, taken away, or changed. No matter how I feel today, or who I used to be, or what I am going through, this is my identity for all of eternity. God is not stupid and clueless, and so I am not. God is not ugly, so I am not. I am a masterpiece. My achievement has nothing to do with this qualification of God's love and grace. I receive this truth and identity with humility. I am victorious. I am worth celebrating. I am chosen. I am not forsaken. I am a mighty warrior. So, this stuff made me realize that whether or not my business fails, whether or not my academics doesn't turn out the way I want it to be, whether or not my my whole life doesn't run as I expect, because funny how it hasn't been, but it has been really great. It has been a whole ride, but now I understand that none of that dictates what I am, who I am, or who I am supposed to be. Those are all external factors that do not determine what my identity is about. And so I was just being worried about nothing. And you know, when this revelation came about, ever since that time up to now, I lost my cousin recently, and I cried. It was painful, but it was a blessing too. There's always a blessing in every loss. I have lost money. Money that has touched me. That has touched my heart, guys. I was like, God gives and he will give me even more. And whether that money goes, it doesn't change who I am, who I am. My business has been pending for a while. On a norms, I would be really worried. Like, God, it means that my future is going to be at stake. It means that I might not graduate. It means that I might be poor for life. It means that all of the things that I keep thinking about. So now I'm like, it's not like I'm carefree or that I am being absolutely nonchalant about things. I'm just saying that when things happen out of my control, I am still happy. And it's actually very hard, but that has been that. Okay, so I think there's another one here I should read. Okay. Again, I should just start from here. Now more than ever, you cannot bow down at the face of temptation. You have to stand firm on your decision to live like Christ. I am the Lord of your heart and your Prince of Peace. You need to let go of your hurt, anger, hatred, shame, and guilt you feel, and allow me use all of your past experiences to bring you to a better position. I know it is hard, and I am not saying you do it once. Trust me and allow me to take charge of your feelings and emotions. This is the only way you can live through your experiences and find peace. Surrender totally everything. That was another one I got. That one struck me hard. And I'm like, okay, God, people say that tear up the pages of your life that you do not like, but God is saying, do not rip it apart, bring it. We need that to make a better future, so we can bring comfort to those who needs it. He does not make you comfortable just so you can be comfortable, but so you can be comfortable, able to comfort others with the comfort you've gotten. I know this sounds like aspire to perspire kind of thing, but that's not it. So, okay, there was also this thing that I got, that what if all your prayers are not answered? What do you do? And I'm going to be ending on this note. What if you do not need the cup to be taken away from you? What if you need to live through it? What if you do not need an instant healing, but you need to live through it, to live with it? What if God doesn't take you away from the fire? What if he stays with you in it? And that reminds me of the Hebrew boys, or men. It's so disrespectful to call an ancestor boys. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And then they were like, my God is going to save me, blah, 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 blah. But even if it doesn't, and that place struck me. And I'm like, Chi Amaka, what if God doesn't heal you from bipolar? What if you do not practice law? What if you do not get to the law school that you want? What if none of the things you want work out your way? What? Do you still praise God? And I'm like, I think I've been totally selfish, because God has done a lot in my life, and I am making my love for him conditional. When he blesses me, I'm thanking him. When he doesn't, I'm frowning. And I'm like, I'm so done with this life. God, let your will be done. And then when I pray for people, I pray for people about their situations. When I pray for myself,
I think I should also apply that to other people too. I am like, God, today, all of you and none of me, everything happens according to your will. Every single thing, I am surrendering all of it to you. I am not going to be making decisions. You know, it works even as this, that when I want to decide if I should see a person, I'm like, God, should I go? I'm staying at home. Should I wear this color? No, I will wear this instead. Should I do this? Should I do that? Even in accepting engagements, I don't mean like proposal. Okay, I don't mean like marriage kind of engagement kind of thing. But even as much as the friends that I relate with, I one day I pray that God, any friend in my life that you do not want to be here, take them away. Make us fight. Make something happen. Let them go far away. And it will hurt me, but I will leave. God, whatever it is that I am doing right now that is against your will, take it away from me. It will hurt me, but I will leave. God, even if you do not heal me from being bipolar, I would love and praise you for the rest of my life. Because this season has taught me so many things that I never thought I would have learned. I might not have gotten the millions and the dollars and the thousands and the cars and all of the things, and my business might not have grown bigger, but I am so, so grateful for this, for this season, because I understand why this is happening. I understand why I am here, and I think you should do that too. You might have lost someone you really love. Why is this happening to you? Pray about it. You might have lost your business, cause you might have lost or failed an exam, probably because you didn't prepare. But I think this failure is going to teach you, it's going to propel you into success, something bigger, if you are willing to do something about it and allow God to take charge and allow Him to lead you and guide you. You know, sometimes what God wants can be really hard. Not so hard. If you're trying to do agidi, you understand what agidi means, Abi? Strong head. Yeah. But God has His ways. His ways are higher. Way, way higher. Far, far better. I really pray that you find peace. So, I'll be closing this with this prayer. And I'm praying from the depth of my heart. But I thank you for every single person who is listening to this podcast right now. I thank you because you are good and there is nobody like you. I thank you because you are making everything work out for the good of those who love you. I thank you because you love this person who is listening to this right now. I thank you because even when it is so difficult for them, the Lord, you are with them in every season of their life. Lord, I pray you open their eyes and help them see all of the wonderful things that you're doing to them through this season. I hope that you strengthen them. I hope that they find peace and true happiness in you. I hope that they are able to surrender all of the things that are holding them back, all of the anger, the hate, unforgiveness, pain, and hurt. Lord, bring peace to their hearts. Lord, guide them and teach them what to do. Help them listen to you. Make everything work out for the good of them. Help them love you. Comfort them for all their losses. Comfort them. I bless you because you are doing absolutely wonderful things. Thank you, God. For in Yeshua's name we've prayed. For in Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. So Yeshua is also God. So Jewish people, we say Yeshua. I hope you don't mind. So thank you so much for staying. This is, wow, over 38 minutes. That's my cock. My phone just made noise right now. So rude. So thank you so much for staying. Stop it. Thank you so much for staying with me. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. So, brief one. I did a blog post very recently, last week, and it has to do, if you're an entrepreneur, and you're into the business line and stuff, or you are hoping to be one real soon, you should actually check it out. It is titled Dear Entrepreneur. So you can find it on my blog, chiamakaofchaviva.wordpress.com. I hope that review it, comment, like, share, even this podcast, like, share, tell me what you think about it. Reach out to me on Instagram, the.chiamakaofchaviva on Instagram. I would love to hear from you. And if you have reviews about today's episode, reach out to me. I would love to have you on my reviews for this week's podcast. I hope you have fun. I pray that this week brings in joy and fulfillment, and that you have all that you need to get you through. It's alright to not be fine on your own. And I pray you find comfort and love. You know, I'm just trying to ensure that this thing gets to 40 minutes now, because it's already 39 minutes 50 seconds. So let's just do a countdown. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. And we go 3, 2, 1.
Oh.